So, welcome back. In the previous video, I talked about stress being a silent killer and a relationship destroyer. Now, a lot of people have had their relationships completely decimated as a result of stress. But I also talk about a phrase that I've coined, that stress is a dream stealer. Now, this could also be linked to being a relationship destroyer as well. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you have planned a goal and you really, really want to achieve that goal with everything in your being, only to be completely sabotaged and you're unable to achieve the goal? Now, this typically happens for a lot of people who set New Year's resolutions and they decide they're going to lose weight or they're going to achieve a particular financial goal or something else in their life that's really, really important. And then life happens and you settle into the routine of day-to-day experiences and you suddenly find yourself completely off track from your goal. And this is why I say that stress is a dream stealer. Because what has happened is that day-to-day experiences, as I say, life happens and you find yourself veering off course. Because when we are stressed, what happens, remember I explained to you how the brain flips a switch. And what happens is we end up going into a situation where we end up procrastinating. We become inactive because that's what stress does to us. Remember, you're not thinking clearly, logically, rationally, or linearly because you've now gone into the amygdala hijack. And as a result, you're veered off a path. Not only does stress cause things like procrastination and inaction, but stress also impairs our creativity. It also has an impact on our ability to perform. Is this making sense in terms of not only your goal, but think about what's happening to you at work? How often is stress causing you a lack of focus and concentration at work? And that goal that you wanted to achieve, which was going to take some work, because otherwise it's not a goal if it's not going to take work, agreed? You suddenly find yourself completely off track and you no longer can focus on your goal. You no longer can concentrate on what you want to achieve. And your work performance is just on a steady decline. This is precisely why I say that stress is a dream stealer. So, what can you do to prevent stress from stealing your dreams? Do you keep a journal or a diary? If not, I'm going to encourage you to do so from now on. Write out your goal. And not only write out the goal as in a statement, but I recommend that you write why you want to achieve your goal. Why is it so important to have that financial goal, relationship goal, work goal, whatever it is that you might want to achieve? Could be weight, could be an exercise routine. Why is it so important? When you are focusing on the why, something interesting is going to happen. Do you remember I talked about our emotions being in the subconscious and our habits and our behaviors being driven by the subconscious? I discussed this in a previous video. But when you focus on your why, you are now getting in touch with the emotions. And the more emotion that you can put into achieving your goal, focusing on your goal, and even visualizing your goal, the more successful you will be at achieving your goal. But I'm going to take this even one step further for you. When you have your goal in mind, I want you to work backwards to the here and now. So in other words, let's project the goal in the future, somewhere in the future. Let's say it could be 2 months or so. What are you going to be doing every day between here and now and 2 months' time? This is where you're going to now create an action list for yourself, which will be small micro steps towards achieving your goal. Whatever that goal is, it could be financial, it could be weight loss, whatever it is. Think about what are all those minor steps that you need to take. And now make a list of those small daily steps that you are going to take. And there are two things I want you to do. One is I want you to write down those small steps, keep them somewhere in your diary or your journal. And then every day, at the end of the day, come back and check your diary and your journal. Have you achieved that? If so, mark it off. If not, put it to the next day. And now you need to achieve that the following day. Now, by doing this in small incremental steps and by checking this every single day, you are going to help yourself towards achieving your goal a lot faster. There's something else that's going to happen that might be well below your conscious awareness is by ticking off those small steps every day. Do you remember as a child how wonderful it felt to get a gold star every time you did something successfully? Maybe you collected your gold stars on the fridge or on a little piece of paper on a wall, and every day you took your gold star and you put it on there. It felt really good, didn't it? You were rewarding yourself for doing something good. Now, in a similar way, you're going to be doing the same thing. Every day, come back to your diary, come back to the piece of paper that you've written it on, and mark it off. Give yourself a high five for having achieved something. And that really feels good. That emotion of feeling rewarded is what's going to help you towards the next day to achieve that next step. Now, if you do something additional to these small steps that I'm sharing with you, for instance, every night when you go to sleep, record your goal, focus on that goal before you go to sleep. If you can, write that goal out before you go to sleep. Because now what's going to happen is your subconscious mind that I referred to in a previous video as being the saboteur pushing against your conscious mind, which is what your goal was made out. You focused on your goal. You thought about it consciously, what you wanted to achieve. Now your behaviors and your habits and your emotions sit in the subconscious. By writing out your goal and focusing on your goal just before you go to sleep at night, this is going to make a significant difference in helping you, because while you are sleeping, your subconscious mind is going to be helping you to work towards ways of achieving that goal faster. So let's recap. You write out your goal in advance. It could be 2 months' time that you're going to achieve it, or whatever the time frame may be. Now you create incremental, small, daily little steps. The more hairy and scary that big goal is, the more little steps you're going to have to achieve. It's not going to happen on its own, I can assure you. Action is critical. And remember, stress causes inaction. It's that interference that gets us off the path. So by writing it out, creating small little steps every single day, and then focusing on this at the end of the day, rewarding yourself for having achieved those small steps, and then going to sleep at night, focusing on your goal again and what you're going to do the following day, is going to make a significant difference in your life. And stress is no longer going to be the dream stealer. You can apply this technique that I've just shared with you in any way, shape, or form for any goal, whether it's a small goal or a big goal. But the more hairy and scary the goal, the better. I'm now going to give you something else that nobody really talks about as a tool and a technique. Do you remember that audio I told you about that's in my book that you can download and use? When you think of your goal, and especially those goals that are big and hairy and scary, which I'm going to encourage you to do every single time, because if it's just such a small goal, you can achieve it so easy. Is that really a goal? I don't think so. You might disagree with me, but I don't think so. Make it a hairy, scary, big goal. Because what I want you to do now is going to make a huge difference in your life. Do you remember the first exercise I did with you in video one, where I asked you to focus on a stress, and immediately your body showed up those different stresses, whether it was in the tummy, in the chest area, the neck and shoulders, wherever it was in your body. When you think of your big, hairy, scary goal, some stress is going to come up in your body because you're going to trigger the adrenaline in your body. Remember, stress is whenever we are outside of our comfort zone, our body goes into stress. It's part of a way of keeping us safe and secure. Now, our subconscious mind is there to protect us. Even though it sabotages us, it's there to protect us. So when you think of this big, hairy, scary goal, you're going to notice stress showing up in your body. And if it's not, that goal's not big and hairy. Sorry. Focus on it. Notice, where does the stress come up in your body? Now you can take the audio technique or any of the other techniques, which I will share with you in the next video, and you can work with your body. Did you notice I say work with your body? In other words, you're working with the stress because it's going to show up some way in some shape or form in your physical body. Now, work on reducing that stress. Focus on that stress. And as a result, your body's going to feel calmer and more relaxed. If you do this simple exercise every day that you're focusing on your goal, your body's going to become calm and relaxed. And remember in the first video, I talked about the law of attraction. What we think about, we bring about. And also our emotions are a way of attracting. Now, it is said, especially in books like The Secret, Rhonda Byrne talked about, and I think it was in her book, either The Power or The Magic. She talks about us having emotion in our goals. Because the more emotional we can be, the more positive the attraction is going to be. And we become like an attraction magnet. So by transmuting that negative stress that you had in your physical body, because it shows up there physically, what you're doing is you're calming the body down into a neutral space or even feeling more positive. Now you can introduce positive things like affirmations, where you say positive affirmations, and that will help you to reinforce your goal every single day. I hope that what I've shared with you in this video is going to help you significantly to achieve your goals. And please go after big, hairy, scary, and fantastic goals. And I'm going to encourage you to do one more thing. When you use this technique and you achieve those goals, please will you drop me an email and let me know that you've achieved a goal and how long it took, and if the techniques that I've shared with you were beneficial in helping you to achieve those goals. Because I really look forward to hearing from you. Your success is extremely important to me. It helps me to do what I do, and it is why I am passionate about doing what I do. So I look forward to hearing from you sometime soon and seeing how significantly different your life has become as a result of you achieving those goals. And that stress is no longer a dream stealer and having such a negative impact on your life. There's one last thing I want to leave you with. Is so many people believe that stress is negative. And stress does get a bad rap. But like everything in life that we have in life itself, we have dualities. In other words, I have my right hand and my left hand. Those are opposite polarities. We also have hot and cold, electric and magnetic. That is what duality is. Now, stress equally has positive and negative things. And as I said, stress tends to get a bad rap, and quite rightly so, because in my previous video, I talked about the negative impacts of stress and how stress is a silent killer and the acidity that's created as a result. But did you know that stress is also a positive impact on the physical body? Are you aware of that? In fact, it's called eustress, E-U stress. That means good stress. Now, we often think about stress being negative. But have you noticed that stress has been a catalyst for change in your life? In other words, you've been in a situation where you can take it no further, where you are so exhausted or overwhelmed or fatigued, or you're just simply stressed out. And that has made you look for another job, perhaps. Move country, maybe even move to another city. Or get out of a toxic relationship. There are so many ways in which stress can manifest as a catalyst for change. But I also want you to see stress as an early warning signal. This is critical. Do you remember that first exercise I did with you where I asked you to allow yourself to think of something stressful and it showed up in your physical body and you were quite surprised? I was too, naturally, when I first found that out. Stress is an early warning signal. So if you develop awareness of what is happening to you as a result of stress showing up in the multiple times a day that it does, now notice what is happening in your physical body. That simple exercise, you can go back to it if you want to, and just run through it again. Stress is definitely an early warning signal. That means that stress is actually showing us that we need to maybe make some changes. Not only in terms of big life changes, but perhaps simple things like I talked about not watching television or radio and buying newspapers because of all the negative stuff that is produced there. That's a choice. You can make that choice. But what about other impacts on our life? The food that we eat, what we drink, what we're partaking of, the impact has on our bodies. So stress is an early warning signal. Don't become another statistic in the history books and be a victim of stress and illness and disease. Stress has many, many positive aspects. In fact, I dedicate almost a whole chapter in my book. Please go and read that, get comfortable with it, understand it, because that can make a profound difference in your life. So in this video, in the previous video, I covered stress being a silent killer, a relationship destroyer, and also a dream stealer. I hope that this has really added value and that has made or can make such a difference in your life in terms of the awareness that you've now developed. In the next video, I'm now going to share with you some simple exercises that you can use in day-to-day life's experiences that will make a significant difference. I look forward to seeing you in that next video. Thank you.